This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to read to you from the words of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Sermon on the Mount as recorded in Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. Here Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Now it seems clear to me that this passage sets out what might well be called the basic elements in the life of each and every one of us. In other words, we could well say, this is your life according to the teaching of Jesus here. The words of Jesus simply lays bare for us the essential, the fundamental things in your life and in mine. For instance, first of all, we note that there is, by implication, made clear that there are two inviters to you and to me. There is Christ and there is Satan. There is Christ who invites us to salvation, as we read in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, when he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." The basic rest that we need is rest from the guilt of our sins, and that can come about only through the saving power of the blood of Christ. So Christ invites us to salvation, to remission of our past sins here upon this earth, to a continual forgiveness or cleansing from our sins as we walk in the light, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, and finally to everlasting life as we read in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46. Then the other inviter is Satan, who invites us to degradation. As Peter warns in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." It is Satan's intention that each one of us should reject the invitation of Christ. He invites us not only to degradation, to sin, to misery in this life, but he invites us to everlasting punishment, that is, to hell when this life is over. As Jesus warns in Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 49, that hell will be such a terrible place, it will be wise to pay any price necessary to avoid going there while we are in this life. So there are two inviters in your life and in mine, Christ and Satan. Secondly, there are two gates, the narrow gate and the wide gate. And just as every one of us will respond either to Christ or to Satan, so each one of us will enter either the narrow gate or the broad gate, the wide gate. In John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, Jesus makes clear, first of all, that except a man be born again, he cannot see or experience the kingdom of God. In verse 5 of that same chapter, he makes clear that except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. The gate into the kingdom of Christ is that of doing the will of God, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. And here Jesus gives the specific details of it. To be born of water and the Spirit is to be baptized, that is, to be immersed in water, as a means of the new birth as appointed by the Holy Spirit in His sacred will. In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, the Apostle Paul made clear, Are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. You see, one enters the narrow gate into the kingdom of God, that is, into the status of becoming a child of God, when he obeys the Lord Jesus Christ in being baptized. That's the narrow gate. The wide gate is any other way, any other religion, any other philosophy. The Lord Jesus Christ has but His word, His will, His truth, His faith, that is, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to believe and respond to any other means that one does not enter the narrow gate, but the wide one. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of This Is Your Life.